Support for Studio One is provided by Ed Hill at HVAC Incorporated, providing services to commercial, industrial, and residential clients. Plumbing, heating and air, electrical duct cleaning, building automation, controls, indoor air quality, and solar energy. HVAC, 423-989-5000 or online at hvacbristol.com. This session is for Saturday, January the 2nd, 2016. I'm Dave Carter, your host, Mike Strickland, our studio engineer. And ever since I first heard these folks play, I said, oh, Studio One, we got to get them into Studio One. And here they are, the first show of the brand new year, Bill and the Bells. Mr. Chris Trulson, the lead singer, on a nice little parlor guitar there. You went through the Bluegrass Old Time program here.
I did. I also got my master's in app studies.
Master's degree.
Yeah, if you can believe that. I did a final thesis kind of on early country music, hillbilly music.
And this is what you're doing.
Well, it's my deep passion, that's for sure. I love country music as a whole, and as you know, Dave, it's such a diverse
man,
genre of music.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about the other folks here in the band you got with you.
Well, we are Bill and the Bells. We've been a band for we're coming on a year. We've been a band for about 8 months, and it's been the same four people. I've got Carl Zerfus on bass from the big city of Manhattan, Kansas.
Hoo-wah.
Kalia Yeagle from Alaska. She's a wonderful, wonderful fiddler. And Grace Vant Hoff from Johnson City. And she's playing banjo. She also plays a little tiny banjo, too.
Ah. So what are you going to start out with?
We'll start out with, it's getting cold. It feels like winter again. So we thought we would try to warm it up a little bit and make you all think about springtime. This is a song about little birds, bumblebees, tulips, love, all the good things in life. It's called I Told Them All About You, and it goes like this.
Sorry.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that, folks. Told them all about you. One, two, three.
I told the daffodil, I told the whippoorwill just how pretty you smile. Oh, I told them all about you. I told each little bird every single little word that you say is worthwhile. Oh, I told them all about you. I told the moon and every little star that shines above the way you roll your eyes. Good love. Each little honeybee knows there's gonna be a honeymoon for two. Oh, I told them all about you.
Oh, tell them about it.
Daffodil, I told the whippoorwill just how pretty you smile. Oh, I told them all about you. I told each little bird every single little word that you say is worthwhile. Oh, I told them all about you. I told the moon and every little star that shines above the way you roll your eyes. Love. Each little honeybee knows there's gonna be honeymoon for two. Oh, I told them all about you. Yes, I told them
them all about you. How you like that beginning, Dave?
Well,
start out pretty.
Well, we just want people to know that this is live, and we don't want people to think that this was somehow pre-recorded and edited down. No, this is you're getting the raw stuff here, and we like it that way.
Good, we do too. I'll do my best to get this next one. We've got, as you can tell, we love to do early pop music. That one that we just played is an old tune that comes from the early 20th century, and a bunch of hillbilly artists cut that as well. So we're kind of drawing from a lot of kind of pop music from the turn of the century and mixing it with hillbilly kind of string band stuff.
I love it.
And this next song is a fine example of that. It's called Sit at Home. It's a song from the 40s.
Thinking about you. Well, now why should I cry over you? Don't it's true with someone new? I hope you get along. Oh, as I sit and cry over you. Should I cry over you? Sit at home, baby, by the telephone. Blue and lonely, darling, waiting all alone. Oh, now I'm wondering why I ever cried over you. Lonely, lonely, darling, and I'm sad and blue. Sitting here, baby, just thinking about you. Oh, now why should I cry over you? You, but it's gonna take years. So now why go away, leave me lonely? Yes, why go away, leave me lonely, leave me lonely and blue.
Wow, that's neat.
Sit at home right
I
there.
Love it's it.
That tune comes from a family called the Poplin family, who really, they cut a lot of records in the 50s and 60s, some field recordings for Smithsonian Folkways, and they covered, like we were talking about, as diverse of a genre as country music is, they covered all the areas. They did old time, bluegrass, country, pop, all of it. So they've been a big influence to us. Along the same lines, we'll do another one. This is a straight up pop tune. This is a marriage song. It's about being happily married, walking down the aisle, and wearing a swallowtail coat, which is a long-tailed coat with the little flaps on the back. Mm-hmm. Called Swaller Tailcoat, goes like this.
Jingle in my pocket and a song. strut higher than the sky. Deep down, deep, deep, down, a deep, a deep, deep, down, a deep, 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 down.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go honeymooning in the morning. We'll go honeymooning in the evening. Gonna count the minutes till the dawning. Then I'll sing loud, cause I'll be rigged up in the swallowtail coat with the jingle in my pocket and a song in my throat. Gonna hold my head high, cause my honey's replied. Put a million billion rainbows in the sky. Deep dum, deep, deep, dump a deep, 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 dump a deep, 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 dum. Deep, deep, down.
You're listening to this live session in Studio One on WETS HD1 and 89.5 WETS FM with Bill and the Bells. Now, where are you finding these tunes? Are you getting them off old recordings or YouTube? Or where did most of these songs come from, Kalia?
Well, from Mr. Chris Trulson. No, but we learn a lot of them from all sorts of different sources. YouTube is such a useful thing.
It is.
But also these days we have access to these recordings from a number of different sources.
Yeah, we just dig. We dig through old music, and I mean, all of us have large collections of mm-hmm. old 20s and 30s music, and we just search for ones that we think are going to fit. Our vocals come first in thinking about what kind of songs lend themselves to the kind of sound that we want to have. So when we find those, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but we're constantly digging.
Do you have recordings out there that people can purchase?
We sure do. Yeah. We've got a new CD. We have a CD called Introducing Bill and the Bells. It's a live record. We went into the studio to just cut a couple songs and ended up with a full record. So it worked out pretty well. And some of the ones, well, two of the ones that you just heard are on that record. You can find our record at our website, which is billandthebells.com. We're getting ready to do a new record. I was telling you, Dave,
yes.
We're excited about that. So we're going to try something a little conceptual for our next EP. We're going to Nashville to record on Cylinders. And for people who aren't aware, Cylinders are one of the first recorded platforms from late 1800s, right into the early 1900s.
Well, you guys are retro.
Well, we want to see what it's like and really, you know, kind of feel out what it was like to cut records back in the day, and no
wax,
better way to
wax
do it
cylinders?
Than to cut to wax cylinder,
wow.
Yeah. Then our friend Martin is going to digitize those, and then we'll have an EP. So
Martin Walters?
That's, no. I forget his last name. Right
Marty.
Now. He works at MTSU at the Center of Popular the Center of Popular Music.
Now you guys played New Year's Eve up at Holston River Brewery, opened up for Folksoul Revival. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It was a lot of fun.
And now, of course, now we're talking to the lovely and talented Grace Van Hoff, who was one of the founding members of Abdella May.
Yeah,
you remember
back
that?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Grammy-nominated Della May,
mm-hmm.
and you guys did a lot of traveling, quite a bit overseas as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We did. I was with the band for about 2 years, and we traveled all over the U.S. and to Europe a little bit. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So when did this kick in for you as a young girl that music, string band music, is going to be your life and future? Were you...
I fell in love with the music because I fell in love with banjo first. I was a classical musician before.
Really?
I played violin and piano.
Oh.
And now, and I was on the Science Olympiad team in high school, and I got put in, because I already knew how to play music, I got put in an event where you had to build an instrument and play it in competition.
And you built?
I built a banjo from the Foxfire books, if you're familiar with
those. Oh, yes,
I do.
My dad
helped me. We built it out of a coffee can and some deer hide from a buck that he'd shot that year and some cherry, and yeah.
Wow. And
I
fell in love. You won an award for that, didn't you?
Yeah, we got second place at state that year in that event, so
wow.
That was pretty exciting.
That is exciting.
It still plays.
It still plays, yeah. It's at my parents' house in Michigan. I just get to hang out with it every holiday.
That's certainly a treasured keepsake, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And that was right there at the beginning of your career, wasn't it?
Yep, that's how I got started playing. I started out playing bluegrass and got interested in string band, just kept kind of going back in time with what I like to listen to.
And this certainly fits that realm. You know, so, all right, let's play some more music.
Sure.
Why don't we do that there?
All right.
Chris?
We will play you one. I like this song. I shouldn't even frame it like this, but I'm still missing the third verse on this, and I need to get it. But this is a tune from Blind Willie McTell, who was a great, great blues picker, 12-string blues picker from Atlanta, Georgia. This song is about Beatles. It's called Beatle Um Bum. And it goes like this.
Memphis, Tennessee, lived a gal named Jenny. She run a meat shop on the block. She always gave a good gimme. It was me with a tadpole heel. You couldn't resist by trying. Every day about 12 o'clock, you could hear Miss Jenny crying. Oh, my beetle-um bum, come see me when you ain't at none. Make a dumb man speak, a lame man run. Miss something if you don't get none of my beetle-um bum. Oh, my beetle-um bum, the best beetle-um that upset Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Every day about 12 o'clock, yes, she'd go down to the station. All the folks coming into town, you know she'd give them an invitation. Every day from noon till night, you could always hear them a-sinning, saying, what now, boy, saying, beetle them hot, yes, beetle them cold. Hear Miss Jenny yelling, oh, my beetle em. Come see me when you ain't at none. Well, I ain't built small, I ain't built wide, I'm built right up in a natural size. My beetle em, oh, my beetle em, the best beetle em there, rocked old Tennessee. Oh, rockin' down. Every day about 12 o'clock, yes, she'd go down to that station. All the folks coming into town, you know she'd give them an invitation. Every day from noon till night, you could always hear them a-sinning, saying, beetle them hot, yes, beetle them cold. Hear Miss Jenny yelling, oh, my beetle em bum. Come see me when you ain't at none. Well, I ain't built small, I ain't built wide, I'm built right up in a natural size. My beetle-um bum, oh, my beetle-um bum, the best beetle-um that upset Tennessee.
Fine job, Bill and the Bells. You can go to the website, billandthebells.com. And if you want to check them out locally here in the Tri-Cities, I would say probably the best short-term suggestion would be go up to the Bonefire Smokehouse. You guys are like resident band up there.
We are a resident band there. We play there the first Sunday of every month. Excluding this Sunday, we'll be there the following Sunday. There was something happening.
Right.
So, yeah, but from here on out, we're there every Sunday, so come and visit us. We've been getting a lot of folks out and a lot of repeat offenders, so we like that.
That starts at 6 p.m., Bonefire Smokehouse up there on Main Street in Abingdon, Virginia. Then you travel up to Patuxent Records concert there in Rockville, Maryland on January 14th.
Yeah, we have a short mini tour coming up. Our band is relatively new, as I was saying, so we haven't traveled outside of the region much, and we're starting to travel. That's kind of our goal for 2016, is really getting out every weekend and going wherever we can. So we're going to Baltimore, D.C., and New York in a couple weeks, and then we're doing Nashville.
Music City Roots.
Yeah, we're really excited about that, and then recording.
But you're going to a place that if you were going to pick, you know, for this kind of string band music, you got Appalachia right here in the Tri-Cities, Bristol, and probably the number two spot on the planet is Brooklyn, New York.
It's a flourishing scene, no doubt about it. Some amazing musicians there.
And always have been, going back into the 50s and the 40s. And, the immigrants that came from all over the world brought their string music with them to Brooklyn.
I don't like to use the word revival, but, there's a whole lot of musicians playing traditional music up in New York right now who really are listening hard to the old recordings and really getting it. It's pretty exciting. So, I've gone up there and played up there almost, I play there about two times a year and have a bunch of friends up there. And every time I go up there, I'm kind of floored by the great music that's happening.
The Jalopy with the Downhill Strugglers Friday, January 15th in Brooklyn, and Music City Roots Wednesday, January 27th, 7 p.m. in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to take a short break right now. Be back with more of Bill and the Bells. We've got some show dates to tell you about and lots more music straight ahead right after this on Studio One.
Studio One is supported by The Acoustic Coffee House, where you can hear live music every night. The Acoustic Coffee House is a no-smoking venue for all ages with a patio to enjoy fresh roasted coffee drinks and extensive craft beer selection. 415 West Walnut Street in Johnson City. Music calendar at acousticcoffeehouse.net.
Oh, mama, the way that I'm living, if I ever get to heaven, it's a doggone shame.
Leanne Womack and Mac McAnally join us on the Mountain Stage this week, along with Angelina Presley, Charlie Warsham, and Kristen Andreasen.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. Join me this week in live performance on Mountain Stage.
Saturday night at 8 on WETS HD1 and WETS FM.
Studio One is supported by the Abingdon Music Experience, presenting January Jams at Barter Theater. January 9th, Betty LaVette, the legendary queen of rhythm and blues, takes the stage. January Jams, intimate concerts with music legends. Tickets at abingdonmusicexperience.com.
We are trying to evolve at Religion for Life.
And now, we as humans find ourselves as agents of evolution. It's no longer natural selection, it's now actual selection.
This week I speak with Steve McIntosh, the author of The Presence of the Infinite, the spiritual experience of beauty, truth, and goodness. Sunday afternoon at 2 on WETS-FM and WETS HD1.
She's dying to evolve.
Okay, tonight at the Carter Family Fold, it's the Glenn Harlow Band. Up in Hilton, Virginia. Railway Express plays at the Country Club Bar and Grill over in Bristol. Hair of the Dog and Vaudeville Review at the Willow Tree Coffee House and Music Room, 8 p.m. tonight in downtown Johnson City. Southern Countryman Band plays at Dave Thompson's Produce out on the 107 at 7 p.m. tonight. Lance Stinson's at Big E's at 9 p.m. in Kingsport. And Marshall Ballou plays tonight at the Bonefire Smokehouse on Main Street in beautiful, historic Abingdon, Virginia. Tomorrow, at the Acoustic Coffee House, Walnut Street in Johnson City, they'll be having an open mic. So take your instrument down there and get in line and entertain the folks on their open mic night at the Acoustic Coffee House. And that, of course, takes place on Monday, June the 4th. That's the next one we have scheduled for them. Now, mentioning the January jams at the Barter Theater, put on by the Abingdon Music Experience. Dirty Dozen Brass Band on January the 8th. The 9th is Betty LaVette. Anderson East on the 15th. Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder on January 16th. Johnny Swim on January 22nd. And Joe Pug and Horse Feathers on January the 23rd. And all those shows at the Barter Theater. Intimate concerts with music legends. The 4th Annual January Jams. Might also want to make note that the Niswonger Performing Arts Center in Greenville, Tennessee, coming up January 9th, the Motown Experience, April 23rd, the Charlie Daniels Band, And May 7th, Restless Hearts at Greenville, Tennessee's NPAC. Get out and support live music whenever and wherever you can.
Young and in my prime, I said I'd never get married, but I fell in love with a pretty little girl. Sure enough, we got married. Ring to my ding to my dairy. Prettiest girl I'd ever seen was devilish little Mary. Turned into a devil. Every time I looked at her, knocked me in the head with a shovel. Ring to my ding to my dairy. Prettiest girl I'd ever seen was devilish little Mary. Soaked back all full of stitches. Knew right from the very start that she was gonna wear the britches. Ring to my ding to my dairy. Prettiest girl I'd ever seen was devilish little Mary. I'll find a girl about 2 feet tall so she can wear my britches. Ring to my ding to my dairy. Prettiest girl I'd ever seen was devilish little Mary.
Fine job from Bill and the Bells on this live session in Studio One. We're going to, in about 12 minutes from now, have our, of course, Bass Player's Corner, where we give the bass player an opportunity to expand on any topic. You thought I was just kidding, didn't you, Carl?
Uh-oh. You got a look of panic.
That's all right. That's all right. It'll be okay. And Bill and the Bells, what's coming up? Of course, we talked about the recording session.
Well, all sorts of stuff. Yeah. We're getting ready for festival season, so we're starting to send out a whole bunch of stuff for that. So hopefully we'll be busy come festival season. And cutting the new record. We just did that Christmas video.
Tell us about that Christmas video. That thing has been Facebook and getting a lot of hits on YouTube.
Yeah, we got lucky. We had the pleasure of having a wonderful Santa Claus join us for that. We did a video at the LC King Pointer Brand Factory and had a bunch of elves. Santa showed up. Made it a real holiday festive video, and we played an old Bob Wills number that, what was it called? Hooray, Hooray, Santa is on his way.
Yeah.
And put that out. Pointer made custom red overalls for Carl and I.
Which is way cool.
I said I would never take them off. Today I'm not wearing them, but I have been wearing them every day, except for today.
That's true.
But there, so we had just a wonderful time, and the Santa who joined us was the fella emceeing the Studio One, Mr. Dave Carter.
Well, it was an honor to be asked to do that, and certainly a lot of fun. I just thought it was really neat to get up. I have never been inside that LC King building where they make the Pointer brand jeans and denim, and to see an old-school manufacturing floor with real sewing machines, and there's real American human beings that sit at those machines and make these things by
hand. It's pretty incredible, yeah. I mean, fifth generation, I believe, and I think it's the oldest cut-and-sew factory in America. So it's really a treasure here, and you know, support Pointer, and the stuff that they make is such great quality.
I left with the idea screaming in my head, buy American,
yeah.
And I don't want to sound, you know, anti anything, but you know, these are hardworking friends and neighbors that are there doing something really the old way,
yeah.
It's high quality product, and it's right here in our community.
It really hits you going in there and seeing it, you know, because you don't, they're, those kind of factories are far and few between. And to actually go in and hang out with the folks, it really makes you realize how important it is.
So how can they find this Christmas video on YouTube?
Well, look up Bill and the Bells. You can go to our website, billandthebells.com, or on YouTube, look up Bill and the Bells. It's B-E-L-L-E-S. And look up Santa is on his way, and it'll be the first hit up there. So that's a way to find us.
Excellent. All right. Why don't you put together about three or four tunes for us here?
We will. All right. We'll do a block of tunes here. We're going to start out and get the Bells to do a duet. This is a song that actually comes from Johnson City. It's called The Old Lonesome Blues. And Charlie Bowman, one of the best fiddlers to ever walk the planet, his daughters cut this in 1929 or 30.
Wow.
I forget which year. But they did it with an accordion, and we're going to do it in our setup. It's called The Old Lonesome Blues. Lonesome Blues, the Bells singing
Sweet.
That one. That's a, so I said that's an old Johnson City number. Now we're going to go to kind of an upbeat one. This is called Work Don't Bother Me. Going to get Grace to get on the banjo. Again, folks, check us out. We are touring quite a bit and play in the area often. Our schedule is up on our website, billandthebells.com. This is a fun one. We just learned this. We were practicing it this morning and decided to do it on the air. May as well just go for it. It's called Work Don't Bother Me, and it goes like this.
All the time, I don't give a doggone if the sun don't ever shine. Go most anywhere, I don't pay no fare. I can ride a freight train most anywhere. Seem mighty strange.
to me. Work, 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 don't bother me. Well, old Bill Cooper, he wanna down the holler. He wanna know the difference between a woman and a dollar. There ain't no difference, not one at all. A dollar is small and a woman is tall. Look here, you try to explain, make me understand. A dollar can go from hand to hand. Woman go to working man, talk about it. A woman go to working man. I don't bother work, work don't bother me. I'm just as happy as a bumblebee. Eat when I can get it, sleep most all the time. I don't give a doggone if the sun don't ever shine. Go most anywhere, I don't pay no fare. I can ride a freight train most anywhere. Seem mighty strange, strange to me. Work, work, work don't bother me.
Flashed on something that, you know, a lot of the original performers of these songs that you're playing played on live radio back in the day.
I'm sure they
did. And live radio served not only to entertain people out on the prairie that were listening at home, but it served to publicize these itinerant musicians and their shows they might be doing at the schoolhouse day after mm-hmm. tomorrow, you know, come by mm-hmm. and see us, and maybe to sell some song books that were, you know, you could mail order by sending, 50 cents to such and such a P.O. box.
Speaking of song books, that's a new project that we're working on. We're going to have a Bill and the Bells song book coming out in the spring. So we're working on that. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
You're a merchandising genius, aren't you? You really are.
Well, I thought it would be cool. Not so many people do it. And, you know, the songbooks remain there. You can find them at thrift stores, antique stores, all over the place, and they're beautiful pieces of art, really. The covers are always beautiful, it's old songs. So we figured we should do that.
Well, you know, but I'm thinking on the same line you are here that, you know, what was going on then 70, 80, 90 years ago, here we are. We're still doing the same thing.
100 years later, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I think it's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
The idea of tradition and you know, not just preservation, but kind of continual making tradition move forward is a really, really important thing to us as a band and as artists, I think. And there's so many musicians nowadays who are really honing in on that and appreciating the value of traditional music, which is
great. As much as things have changed, and I think we can all agree a lot of it not to the better in our society, here we have something that's old-timey yet very current, and you guys are going back in time for your future.
trying to, and that's something that occurred to me pretty early when we got together as a band was, no matter what, we're going to sound distinct with the setup that we have. Having Kalia and Grace and I on vocal, it makes for a different sound. It makes for a contemporary sound. Mm-hmm. So when we pull from these old songs, you know, we're not mimicking them. We're really trying to pull out what we can from them to bring to a new audience and get people to appreciate what great songs they are.
Homage.
Yes. Yes.
Which I always thought was pronounced homage. You're paying homage, but I keep hearing people saying, well, they're paying homage.
Okay. Well, well, we're paying homage, not okay. homage.
All right. So how do you Bells feel about all of this? You Bells on board for this?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I mean, this is definitely one of the funnest projects I've ever been a part of. And the music also feels so good. It's all, I mean, it's also delightful and sentimental. And I'm thrilled with the little corner of the music world that we're, you know, marking off for ourselves.
Yeah. And it's really, I mean, it's so, such a great feeling to lock in instrumentally with other musicians, but singing in harmonies, especially three-part harmonies, is just, that just brings it to another level. And when, you know, when we hit it,
goosebumps.
It feels really amazing.
Goosebumps. Yeah, I bet it does. All right, let's play one another tune here.
All right, speaking of old familiar tunes, this one is a very familiar one. This is called Don't Let Your Deal Go Down.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a very different version of the one that most people are accustomed to hearing. It's called The Deal Rag. It's got some yodeling in it. This one gets a little ruckus, so look out.
Who did it originally?
Walter Taylor cut this version that we're going to do. He was a blues guy from Mississippi, I think. It goes like this, The Deal Rag. One, two, three.
Been all around this whole round world from the state of Tennessee. Any old place that I hang my hat, and it's home, yes, it's sweet home to me. Don't let it down, don't let it down, don't let the deal go down. Deal goes down, that last go round, my last go dollar done gone. Ole, 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 hey, ole, 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 hey, ole, 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 ba ba da ba. Game, all them skinners was hanging around. Thought I heard that skinner when he said, don't let the deal go down. Don't let it down, mama, mama. Don't let it down, sweet mama. Don't let the deal go down. Deal goes down, that last go round, my last go dollar done gone. Ole, 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 ole. Ain't gonna get drunk anymore. Uh-huh. Gonna lay my head on a feather bed. I ain't gonna get drunk anymore.
Oh, no, you won't.
Don't let it down. Don't let it down, mama, mama. Don't let the deal go down. Deal goes down, that last go round. My last go dollar done gone. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. And that's Bill and the Bells. Carl, come around here to the microphone. Talk to me here a second. What was it like growing up there in Manhattan, Kansas?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah? Yeah.
Like the prairie.
You like the prairie?
Yeah. Grew up, and then I just always liked to play bass, and then I liked country music, so I came here.
But now your father figured prominently in your upbringing. He sang all old cowboy songs, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a singer-songwriter, and he does 18th century Kansas cowboy stuff and does the reenacting.
Really?
Got all the stories. But he also played electric bass in the 80s and 90s in the rock band, and so I grew up in a house with a bass player.
So what brought you here to Johnson City?
Well, I came here for the program at ETSU. That's where I
Another graduate. Did you finish?
I'm still working.
Oh, there, so. You're still in the program then.
I'm a junior.
Yeah.
And so I'm working on that, and that's where I met Chris. Started playing in the Old Time Pride Band last January.
So in Kansas, how did you hear about the program?
It's kind of on my own and with just luck. Googled like bluegrass and old time music, and
you were still in high school.
Yeah, that's when I thought about it.
So has it proved to be a good move on your part to jump into this?
Yeah, I think I'm right where I should be.
Excellent. And isn't that the secret of life?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, is there anything you want to shout out to somebody, or anything you want to expound on or publicize, or you know what
this is? Quick, do it. Ask folks if they've seen your glasses, where to find them.
Oh, yeah.
How to reach you.
Oh, Mom doesn't know about this, and she's listening. But, yeah, if anybody on Chilhowee Street in Johnson City sees a pair of prescription sunglasses, I left them on the roof of my car.
Ooh.
And drove off.
So. We were going to a gig the other day, and they were on top of the car.
So now the whole city's looking for them.
Sorry, Mom.
Well, maybe somebody that'll – you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. The power of radio. Thank you, Carl. Mr. Carl Zerfus, our bass player here in Bill and the Bells, and he certainly is an important part of the group, the backbone, I would say, of the sound.
He's a phenomenal player. We're so happy to be playing with
him. I've been watching and he told me that early on when he was first learning, he'd play so much and so hard his fingers would bleed.
Uh-oh.
But now, of course, he's a seasoned old pro and got his calluses and everything, but I mean, it can be a painful thing. You got to work through that. If it's worth it to you, you'll work through that. And like all musicians do, you strike your first notes on a fiddle there, Kalia. It doesn't sound very pretty, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
Yeah.
Kalia's never hit a bad note in her life.
Nope, not one.
She was born to it. And up there in Alaska. Now, we've had a lot of people right here in this studio from Alaska.
Have you?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Megan McCormick. Yeah, she was here, and a bunch of her friends from Alaska. And it seems like doesn't seem to be a big music and recording scene up in Alaska. So everybody that's up there that's players, if they want to do something with their music, they kind of have to get down here in the lower 48. Is that kind
of? Yeah, there's a lot of folks that have come out of Alaska for sure. One great thing that Alaska does, though, is that it really fosters. There's an amazing music scene up there and an amazingly strong community built around it. So that's why there are so many musicians coming out of Alaska.
The cold, bitter winter nights where you got nothing else to do but sit around and play.
Definitely. I think it really brings folks together. There's also, I know in Anchorage, the Anchorage Folk Festival is scheduled in January, which I think is pretty convenient, right, at the time of year when you're really maybe needing a little more community and needing a little more art and creativity in your life. And so it's this big two-week event. It's so much fun. So that's coming up here in a few weeks. I wish I could be there. I miss it so much.
I bet you do. I mean, there is a culture. Alaska does have a culture, but you kind of have to live there for a little bit to get a feel for what it's all about. Have you eaten any of that, native whale-oriented stuff that they got up
muck
there?
Muck duck?
Yeah.
yeah, sure. I've had it before. Yeah. My folks, we eat a lot of salmon. A lot of salmon.
A lot of salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked salmon.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Leah brings salmon jerky when she comes back for the band sometimes, and it's about the best delicacy ever.
Dogs.
Yeah, but I remember, what was his name? Andrew Zimmern was up in Alaska and connected with some of those Inuits or whoever, you know, the real natives, and they put this stuff up, and it's very traditional, and he said this is wild and crazy food. It's, yeah.
Yeah, I bet. There's also quite... Yeah, there's just a lot of music in Alaska, and there's a big, a growing commitment to representing Native music too, and there's a lot of Athabascan fiddling going up, going on up
and
there.
And the art. The art of, the,
of, art,
of the totem and the carvings and such.
Yeah.
I mean, those some of those things up here on Antiques Roadshow, very valuable. Anyway, Bill and the Bells will be up there at Bonefire Smokehouse on the 10th of January.
And just a week from this Sunday.
A week from this Sunday. You can check them out there or any other dates that you can think of in February or March around here?
We have a date at the Gray Eagle in Asheville coming up.
Ooh, that's good.
And that is January 30th, I believe. Again, you can go to our calendar, billandthebells.com. We've got our schedule up there. We'll have some local stuff coming up, but we're kind of trying to get out of the area quite a bit and doing some traveling. So
well, you should. Yep. All right, play us some more tunes.
Yeah, okay, we're going to sing. This is one of my favorite songs that we do right now, and it's a relatively new one. We just learned it maybe last month. And this one, actually, we've seen the songbook for it, and the art is beautiful. I think it's gorgeous, and it has this big old orange blimp on it. And this comes from that time in our history when people were newly obsessed with flying things, mm-hmm. things in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is called I Once Loved a Sailor.
Wonderful.
Airship.
I love
it. Isn't that a beautiful tune?
That's a beautiful tune.
It sure is. We'll get you another pretty tune while we still have a little bit of time. This is one that I think is just a beautiful, beautiful tune. Two pretty tunes in a row. This is called When I Grow Too Old to Dream, an old jazz number that we're going to do as a trio.
Very quickly, Chris is, of course, involved with WBCM Radio Bristol at the Birthplace of Country Museum. How's that going up there?
It's going great. Yeah, we're doing a lot of live sessions. The app is up and rolling. You can check that out by downloading the Radio Bristol app. I do a lot of work on the Classic Channel. We've got three different channels, so, you know, I'm really pumping in a lot of music on that. And, you know, we've been on the air for about 3 months, and things are really going strong. So
well, they're lucky to have you on staff, because I know you're sincere and you love and believe in this stuff.
I really, really do. Yeah. Well, thanks, Dave. And as I said, here's a song called When I Grow Too Old to Dream. It goes like this.
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. And when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and now let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, your kiss will live in my heart.
I'd like to thank Bill and the Bells for being here today. What a wonderful treat.
Thank you. We had a wonderful time, Dave. Thanks so much for having us.
Mr. Carl Zerfus on the bass. You're a fine young man and rock-solid bass player. And, of course, the lovely and talented Grace Van Hoff on the banjo and the banjo uke, which is an instrument that deserves a lot more respect than it gets.
Agreed.
And in her delicate hands, it's just a flower, just a flower. And the lovely and talented Kalia Yeagle from Alaska, and lovely to have you here today, a wonderful fiddle player, and the harmonies are just spectacular.
Thank you.
And the father of the group, of course, Mr. Chris Trulson, and I've been a fan of his for ever since you first set foot in the studio with the old-time band at ETSU, and I said, wow, this guy, he's nuts. He's nuts about this stuff. He's crazy about it.
Yeah, look out. Yeah. Stay far away from me, folks.
Yes, but no, that's passion. That you've got a passion for it is what I'm saying. And that is a beautiful thing to see.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we care deeply about the music.
And, of course, check out their website, billandthebells.com, and the soon-to-come and very affordable songbooks that will be available to you. And the new EP that will be coming out when?
Well, we're going to record it at the end of January, so it'll probably be ready March, I'm guessing.
Okay, mm-hmm. Coming up very soon.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we get us a copy here.
I will make sure to do that.
We'll certainly be playing that for you. And thanks again so very much.
Thank you.
Support for Studio One is provided by Ed Hill at HVAC Incorporated, providing services to commercial, industrial, and residential clients, plumbing, heating and air, electrical duct cleaning, building automation controls, indoor air quality, and solar energy. HVAC, 423-989-5000, or online at hvacbristol.com. You want to take us out with something?
Yeah, we'll take you out with Palomine. This is our goodbye, see you later song. Thank you for tuning in, folks. We are Bill and the Bells. Here is Palomine.
think today, my love so far away, one that we used to know. Well, one so kind and true, lover, I'm always thinking of you, even though it's back and those days have gone by. Call me back, pal of mine, let me live there once again. Call me back to your heart, oh pal of mine, yes, pal of mine. Let me thrill with the charm as I linger in your arms, as I did in those days have gone by. Let me roam once again down in old lover's lane, and I'll kiss your left lips, so divine, so divine. Let me gaze in your eyes as I find paradise. Call me back to your heart, oh pal of mine. Yes, call me back, pal of mine, as I say so long. Maybe I will see you down the road. Honey, if I do, I'll gaze in your eyes. Lord knows we'll both find paradise. So call me back, yes, call me back, sweet pal of mine. Call me back, pal of mine, let me live there once again. Call me back to your heart, oh pal of mine, yes, pal of mine. Let me thrill with the charm as I linger in your arms, as I did in those days have gone by. Let me roam once again down in old lover's lane, and I'll kiss your love lips, so divine, so divine. Let me gaze in your eyes as I find paradise. Call me back to your heart, oh pal of mine.